This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when people ask me, how are kids doing who go through transitioning and the hormones and the counseling and what's happening to them? My answer is, I don't know. Because we don't have enough studies, we don't have enough data. I know from some personal family members and friends that the decision to transition flipped. They might have wanted to, but then not wanted to do anything permanently, or part of the transition they wanted, not all of the transition they wanted. But I can't speak on behalf of the majority of a transgender child population because this is very new to see this many kids. So over the next few months or years, we're going to be getting anecdotal evidence or reports that might not be studied in a scientific setting and peer-reviewed, but from what health professionals are seeing. And one health professional from Maine Health, one of the largest systems in the state, is saying that he is seeing frequent ER visits from kids who are on these hormones. And they are coming and presenting to the ER with serious mental health crises, including psychotic breaks from reality in the acute emergency setting. Now, this is an insider. We don't know if he's one of the ER docs. We don't know if it's a nurse. We don't know who it, but they say patients with psych emergencies, according to Fox News, are admitted to the emergency room in severe scenarios when urgent stabilization is needed. Psych-related emergency room visits are due to the patient being a danger to themselves or others, verbal threats of violence, hallucinations, cutting themselves, and attempting suicide. According to the source, they say, I feel like it's kind of like, quote, the kid's way of screaming out, hey, look at me, I need help. And however, whatever issue was going on, it kind of shows itself, they say. They could also have things like cutting behaviors or any form of, like, self-harm. Cutting is one of the more frequently seen ones. I had a student once who showed me the scars of, they used to be a cutter, and they would cut themselves. And when they had bad days, they would cut themselves. And we made sure he had support through medical school. But it's frightening that when people feel like they can't cope, how they might hurt themselves. So there are drugs that help people transition by minimizing some of their biological features and maximizing some of the features they want to have. Transgender patients have been known to have a higher rate of suicidality, which is why those who are advocates for pediatric gender transitioning think it's a no-brainer. The child will kill themselves if they don't. As a physician, I say, can we slow it down a little bit? Because they may be suicidal for a variety of reasons. And going down a path this serious and possibly irreversible without understanding that there could be other reasons for the suicidality can accelerate the suicidality if we don't do this right. So The Insider reported that some of those patients who are taking hormones experience serious psychiatric emergencies, like cutting themselves or breaks with reality, having delusions. The Insider also said they were aware that children, mostly girls 13 and over, who have supportive and affirming families are also showing up in emergency settings. They say parents are encouraging this by talking to staff, saying you need to call her this boy name. This is how she identifies. And they said telling staff that we should be doing this, not the kid. However, they believe the affirming model is cruel and questioned why it made sense, this is according to the insiders, that patients taking cocktails of psychotropic medications to manage severe mental health issues would be giving hormones and puberty blockers, which also have side effects of depression and anxiety. They say there are so many other side effects. Why would you add that to somebody who's already struggling? So where many people feel that when you have a transgender individual, it is somebody who has never had an issue, never seen a medical provider, and all of a sudden goes, hey, you know what? This is what I want. Many individuals with gender dysphoria or who think that this is might be an issue has already been seeking help, seeking counseling. And so then some counselors suggest, well, maybe this is what it is. Do you really feel like you're a girl? No, I don't like Barbies. I don't like... Well, then, yeah, maybe you're not a girl. Although, personally, the Barbie test should not determine if you're a girl or a guy. I'm a girl, and I don't like Barbies. So, sometimes you have vulnerable children on medication for their mood issues, and then somebody suggests, well, maybe it's a gender thing. Maybe they're right. Maybe all this time it was gender dysphoria. But if it's not gender dysphoria, you could get that child into a lot of trouble. So there's, in this report, they say families have been hinted to that they are always entitled to a second opinion, according to the person who works at the facility. However, beyond that, the insider believes expressing views against chemical sex changes is not considered respectful. The insider believes staff just write it off as, well, the previous doctor did it, so I'm just going to transcribe that. I'm just going to continue because we don't want to change anything cold turkey. I think a lot of times they look at the previous meds, they said, and it's like, oh, well, I guess we're just going to continue that. So what ends up happening is the doctors kick the can down the road and just fix the psychotic episode, whereas the child could be struggling with the hormones. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So LeBron James has a school. It's called the I Promise School. And it helps those who are at-risk students. It opened in 2018, according to Hollywood Unlocked. And it reportedly costs about $8 million a year in taxpayer money for these kids. However, a report has surfaced that not one eighth grader or soon-to-be eighth grader has been able to pass the Ohio State math test since the 2018-2019 school year. Now, following the reports, the Ohio Public School, because the school's in Ohio, opened in 2018 to focus on at-risk students and costs $8 million a year. has been having these discouraging test results. The Akron Beacon Journal first reported that the 7th grade students tasked with completing the state proficiency exam, which is required in order to move up to the next grade, have not passed the math test portion since they were in the 3rd grade. They say now it is important to note that these past few years of discouraging test results could have also been when there was the COVID pandemic. But, you know, curriculums everywhere are affected, but we've never necessarily seen a whole class not pass. According to Complex, sources tell them that reports focus on available data from these past few years may be unreliable. It's a year after James School opened. Test scores among students did show a drastic increase. But, you know, years after the beginning of the pandemic, reports claim test results have significantly dropped. So a spokesperson for the LeBron James Family Foundation's Promise School is addressing the backlash. So on Monday, the representative told Complex, the source, when we started this work to wrap around students through education, we entered this partnership with Akron Public School for the long haul because this work requires a long-term commitment, hard work, and a lot of love and care. And that's what we bring each and every day because the I Promise School is more than a school. We're here for the ups and downs, and we'll continue to wrap around our students and their entire family so they can be successful in school and life no matter the challenges and obstacles that come their way. The rep also said that all the staff at the Akron Public School are incredibly excited about the upcoming school year, serving under Stephanie Davis, the new principal. And Davis follows two other principals, Tawana Hamm, who left the position, and Brandy Davis, who led it back in 2018. So, you know, we keep hearing that kids are struggling in terms of their math, in terms of their proficiency. We heard about this with Baltimore. We, you know, is one of the reasons where when I was little, math came really easy to me. And I think it's because, you know, I played outside. I played with blocks as a kid. And I guess I used 3D and spatial learning to help me figure out how to conceptualize the numbers. But my favorite math was like the time test. Just let me do things out of remote memory. I wonder if kids are learning that ability to think because they're always on computers. Now, I mean, does the average kid play with blocks anymore? No, they're playing with their mom's phone. They're watching videos. I mean, I watched TV when I was little. There were like Saturday morning or Sunday morning cartoons, I forget. But for the most part, we had to do chores on the weekend. And then, you know, we played outside. We didn't really, you know, we weren't always glued to a screen. And maybe one of the reasons why we have math issues is because of the lack of brain function that is needed to spatially concept and add and grasp things that we see in real life. And, you know, our brains are designed a certain way. Our brains were never designed for a computer screen. They weren't. You know, cats and dogs, I have one cat that will watch TV. And my dog might watch a little football, but for the most part, if there's a cat that meows on TV or a dog that barks, they know it's fake. You know, they'd rather see what I'm doing. In fact, the animals will watch me watching TV as opposed to watching the TV. Apparently, I'm more fascinating sitting there watching TV than what they see on TV. That's because that's what their brain wants. And maybe the reason why we're having all this math, all these math issues, is because we're not letting the kids learn and develop their brains the way they were designed to. And so I hate seeing how these you know children struggle, and yeah, and many people say, what's the test? We need to change the test. Well, the test should be pretty straightforward. I mean, 5 + 5 being 10. I mean, that's not really much of a you know that five times five, your times tables, geometric theorems, your Pythagorean theorems, your proving or disproving theorems. Those are things that don't have to be political. Now, there's a report that there's a report on the SATs and changing them, and how many colleges aren't even asking for SATs or ACTs anymore. And Florida might become the first state to accept a new standardized test. This is very, very popular among individuals who think that the SAT and ACT is becoming a little bit more woke. I can't tell, but then again, I haven't taken an SAT since the 80s. But this new test is called the Classic Learning Test, and apparently it's favored among conservatives and Christian private schools as an alternative to the SAT and ACT. It emphasizes teaching the humanities, morality, classical literature, and is implemented in over 200 private predominant universities. This would be a huge win for DeSantis, who, you know, is trying to eliminate progressive agendas from curriculum. I haven't seen examples of the test, but, you know, if we can't agree on what a standardized test is for kids, then we're not going to be able to agree on the curriculum. I personally feel, and I keep saying this, that school needs to teach the basics in the morning, and then the afternoon should be practical stuff, where kids learn how to farm, kids learn self-defense, kids learn how to fight fires, kids learn how to do basic life support and CPR, kids learn how to do carpentry, kids learn how to do plumbing, kids learn how to do electricity, depending on the age, where by the time a child finishes high school, they can then have a better idea if they want to do plumbing or electricity or banking or medicine or painting. All of them, school should be about exercise every day. The afternoons should be about real life learning. And I think they'd be a lot more well-rounded and learn. But the mornings are the basics. Here's your math. Here's your reading. Here's the history. Here's the literature. And in smaller class sizes where it's like 20 minutes each, 30 minutes each. Because these kids sit around for an hour and get bored. And having these kids, by the time they graduate, have skills. They're all certified in CPR and basic life support. They all know how to fish. They all know how to garden. They understand self-defense. They understand money. They understand how the stock market works. They can identify scams. Right? But instead, you know, we're losing a lot of time that these kids could study. 3 months off for summer is a waste of time. Meanwhile, there's only a two-week Christmas vacation. And that's when everybody comes back sick and has to take off work. Make Christmas break longer, summer break shorter. And end high school sophomore year. This way, junior and senior year could be college. You won't cost any more money for free college because junior and senior year will give the kids their associate's degree. Now you've handled the free college. It hasn't cost a cent. And the kids are going to be much more educated and ready for real life. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. More high temps in store across the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions remain under heat alerts, especially in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Former President Trump predicting he'll be indicted any day now as part of the investigation into his efforts to stay in power after the 2020 election. Today, there will be fewer opportunities for women to get abortions in Indiana. The new abortion law bans most abortions after 10 weeks and stops outpatient clinics for offering abortions. The Biden administration withholding funds for schools that have hunting and archery training programs based on its interpretation of legislation that bans funds from being used on training in the use of dangerous weapons. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So CVS is going to cut 5,000 jobs as they are shifting away from retail. Now, the pharmacies should still be all intact from what I understand, but CVS Health Corp is going to cut 5,000 positions from its workforce to help cut costs. My guess is they are struggling with the thefts and the loss of inventory. They say none of the job losses will impact customer-facing positions in stores, pharmacies, clinics. This is according to a spokesperson for the Woonsocket, Rhode Island-based company. It had more than 300,000 employees as of the end of the year. This decision is part of an initiative to reprioritize investments around care delivery and technology and reduce expenses. So CVS's move deeper into patient care includes recently acquired a home health care provider, Signify Health, and primary care company, Oak Street. Last quarter, CVS cut its annual earnings forecast, citing costs for the purchases And in May, they said it would phase out its clinical trial unit. A spokesperson at the time of the business said no longer aligned with our long-term strategic priorities, although they were, you know, some of the one of the first retail chains to kind of move back into these spaces with sales and et cetera. So the job cuts might show that CVS is having issues. And I see these CVS's and Walgreens. Walgreens has been actually also cutting jobs. They have been trying to diversify away from drugstore operations. Walgreens said in May they're going to cut 10% of its corporate workforce or 500 employees to focus on primary care strategy. A spokesperson said the job cuts were related to streamlining the business rather than financial concerns. So every time, you know, a pharmacy does mention, you know, it's a financial issue, the shares drop. So the pharmacies are interesting because people will tell me that that's their doctor. So when I ask them, okay, when was the last time you were evaluated for your asthma or your diabetes or your blood pressure? They go, I went to Walgreens. Okay, you went to Walgreens to pick up your prescription, but you mean you saw a doctor at Walgreens? No, I saw a provider. They have providers, and they do. Years ago, I think 15 years ago, they started to take care of diabetes and other things and expand their clinics. But pharmacies can actually make or break our healthcare system. Pharmacies having all the locations that they do and being now a hub for our vaccines and there being the square footage where they could close it off, make a private room, is allowing people another avenue to see a provider because many people can't get into their primary care provider. It's killing family medicine because people aren't seeing the same doctor. They're seeing a pharmacist or they're seeing a nurse practitioner or they're seeing a PA or they're seeing a different doctor every time. But Walgreens and CVS or Rite Aid or any of these other pharmacies with their thousands upon thousands of locations will offer a means for people to get some sort of care. The problem is unless they turn into a major clinic, the care you're getting is very superficial. So if you're a diabetic and you want a refill of your medications, you might go into one of these places and get that. But if you have diabetes, you need your heart checked regularly. You need your eyes checked. You need somebody screening you for neuropathy. You need your kidneys checked. So my diabetics will get a urinalysis. My diabetics will get blood work. My diabetics will get an EKG. And then, of course, you know, if you have diabetes, I also want to make sure your blood pressure is good. See what's going on with your cholesterol. How's your circulation? So examining a diabetic and taking time with the diabetic could be at least a 30-minute visit. Are these pharmacies equipped for that? Now, if Walgreens takes over, or CVS takes over a healthcare franchise, and they have the offices and they have the providers, that's great. But there's been a big push for people to just be able to go into these Walgreens for their whole treatment. And my worry is, you know, being a telemedicine provider, that we're missing out, many people are missing out on the comprehensive exams and the comprehensive follow-ups. And it also killed me to see Walgreens and a lot of these pharmacies sued for the opioid crisis. That could be another reason why jobs are getting cut and they might be reformatting things. The opioid crisis that happened when we had people year after year and the numbers rising, dying, the blame first went onto those writing prescriptions and the pharmacies and the pharmaceutical companies. Meanwhile, opioid deaths are rising, even though I haven't written an opioid since 2016. So, but they were the scapegoat. And these pharmacies provide a very pivotal role. In the COVID pandemic, they saved lives because they were there for people to get tested. They were there for people to get vaccinated. But many individuals now go to Walgreens for their vaccinations. I do. I go to Walgreens for my vaccines. and it allows me to skip a physical. It really doesn't. I still do need a physical. I still do need a skin cancer screen, somebody checking my heart, somebody checking my blood pressure, somebody checking my skin for moles. But I can at least get my vaccines now. So the question we have is, are we okay with half-assed medicine? As long as they're getting something. You know, we spoke about earlier in the show exercise. Some people don't exercise because they feel like, well, if they can't go to the gym and get in their workout clothes and spend the hour or two doing what they need to and showering after, then why even try? And I told you, even 4 minutes of exercise a day has been found to be beneficial. Well, that's how people are looking at medicine. They go, if the average person does not want to wait the 2-3 hours in a doctor's office and go through the whole exam or the expense of that, at least they could go and get a vaccine. Or at least they could go and get a medication refill. And this cutting and pasting, you know, to make a healthcare visit using over the phone or pharmacies or whatever is at least better than nothing. And they're not wrong. It's just some people, that's the norm. So when I ask who your doctor is, they say Walgreens. That makes me a little concerned because when the poop hits the fan, you won't. If Walgreens is not an urgent care, you won't be able to go there. You know, last July, when Paxlovid, the COVID medication, came out, the FDA said pharmacies can dispense it now. You don't have to go to a doctor. Pharmacies could dispense it. But the pharmacies will only dispense it if you bring in proof of your labs in the last year so they could see your liver function tests, your kidney function tests, and bring your medicine list. So when that happened last July, I told people, hey, guess what? It looks like your Walgreens, CVS, your pharmacies can dispense it. Well, patients would say, no, they're not doing it. I go, but the FDA said they are. Then it wasn't until, I think, October, November when CVS made an announcement saying, hey, guys, we're doing this now. And because it took time. And what they had to do is they had to set up a private room because of HIPAA. You had to pay CVS for the service. And then a pharmacist who was able to break away from the busy pharmacy would meet with you, review your labs, and then would give you the Paxlovid. But not all the pharmacies are doing that. And in fact, I heard that some pharmacies said, sorry, not here, because they didn't have the staff. So, you know, this isn't the first time we've heard that pharmacies are going to be venturing out more into the medical care part of things. But I really like the fact that they have drugstores. And when you go there, you can pick things up. But if they're getting robbed pretty frequently, then, yeah, they're not going to continue doing it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I would have patients come in saying they would not want to be on any medication for their cholesterol or for their diabetes, and they said they are detoxing or they're going all natural. And I go, how do you do that? They go, well, I bought these supplements. I'll go, show them to me next time you're in. So they would bring a big bag of all sorts of different supplements and all sorts of different things. And I said, what are you taking them for? Well, I'm taking them for my cholesterol. I'm taking them for my diabetes, or I'm just taking them for my good health. And when I said, look, your cholesterol is kind of high, maybe a statin could get rid of four or five of these supplements. No, it's not natural. I don't want to take a pharmaceutical. Okay, can you open up those supplements and let me look at them? So they'd open up the supplements. One was like cobalt blue. One was a purple. with speckles in it. One had, and I go, these look like pills. These look like pharmaceuticals. Oh, no, 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 but they're all natural ingredients. Show me the ingredient list. And you see, I don't know, glycolylate and pyrophospholipid malicate and all sorts of weird-ass chemicals. And I'm like, what do these do on the body? Teach me. I wasn't trying to be judgmental. I wasn't, you know, trying to be condescending. I'm like, I'm very new to the supplement market. How are these natural? Well, I don't know. You've never heard of the, I've never heard of those chemicals. Maybe I heard of one of them in my organic chemistry class, one from my inorganic chemistry, and maybe one from my biochemistry class. But for the most part, I really don't know what these are. And so if you're worried that a 5 or 10 milligram statin for your cholesterol is going to hurt your body, can you maybe get all these pills analyzed at a lab before you put them into your body? So there's, it shows that the supplement market knows how to market. If they tell you it's all natural, is it really all natural? I'm seeing food colorings. You know, something is making that pill stick together. Are you sure there's no chemicals in there? Just look at the ingredient list. So sometimes the wording might say made with natural ingredients. Okay, that's nice. Made with natural ingredients. 1% of it is made with it? 50%? Now, patients would for years say, Doc, I'm doing a detox, so let me do my blood work after the detox. I go, you're doing a detox? Okay, what does that entail? Well, I take a bunch of pills. There's this pill called detox. I'm like, okay, what are you detoxing from? Yeah, have you been on a drug? Have you been exposed to something? No, I just need to detox. So this package says I need to take this once a month to detox. And I look at the package, and again, I don't recognize the chemicals in there. There's some ingredients I just don't recognize. And the FDA doesn't oversee this supplement, detox, workout, powder type stuff like they have to with pharmaceuticals. And I know people say, well, doctors are in bed with pharmaceuticals. They'd always rather you take a pharmaceutical. It's not that. It's I can't endorse a product that I don't know what the hell is in it. If, God forbid, you have liver failure taking a supplement, we don't know what that is. We don't know how to correct it. If something like that happens to a medication, at least we know the cause. We have a little bit more information and may be able to help you more. We also know what could put you at risk for that because we know what's in the pharmaceutical. And the pharmaceutical has to go through a pretty regimented FDA review process, unless, of course, it's the COVID vaccine. But with everything else, I mean, it takes years to get FDA approval. So when somebody is, quote-unquote, detoxing, you might actually be toxifying. Now, I would always tell my patients, if you want to detox, drink water or rehydrating drinks. If your body needs fluids and no chemicals in these drinks. Eat healthy. If you really want to detox, maybe avoid eating something that has a lot of bright colors to it or fake food. Go and get some lettuce, go and get some fruit, cut up some fish, but try and avoid a lot of the quote-unquote fake food, processed food, ultra-processed food, food coloring, food preservatives. That'll detox you. But if you have crap in your system, taking more crap doesn't necessarily detox. And the other reason why I'm a little skeptical of somebody saying they are detoxing is I want to know what exactly is it that you're detoxing personally. What is the one thing you're detoxing, or are you trying to detox everything? I mean, if you have iron in your system and cadmium and arsenic and bacteria and viruses and food colorings. What are you detoxing? You think this pill is going to just neutralize all of that? You have a natural detox system. You have your liver that works to detox things, and you have your kidneys that will flush out the stuff it doesn't need, filter out the stuff it needs, filter in, keep what it needs, filter out what it doesn't need. So if you really want to detox, help your liver and your kidneys. Eat healthy. Drink plenty of fluid. Avoid diabetes. If you do have diabetes, try to maintain your diabetes. Try to get that sugar in control. Avoid high blood pressure. Manage your high blood pressure. Avoid high cholesterol or fatty type diets where fat could be surrounding your liver, causing it to not work well. Avoid alcohol. Avoid drugs. Those are things that mess with the liver. If you really want to detox, help your liver do what it needs to. Now, some people say, well, this helps my liver. Milk thistle has been fascinating. And I've seen some people have improved liver enzymes on milk thistle. If it's pure milk thistle, that's great. But if it's a product that has a piece of milk thistle and the rest has a bunch of, I guess, preservatives or chemicals, then it might not work. So, you know, interesting with burns. All right. I remember we had an aloe plant back in Phoenix and I burned myself. So my mom broke off a piece of the aloe plant and rubbed it on my burn. It healed it. It was amazing. Do we doctors recommend aloe for your burn? No. Because many of these aloe products are perfumed, are creamed, food colored, etc. And then in terms of plants, you know, if you have a burn, you would rather it get medically treated so we know what you're putting on it rather than a plant that could have insect poop on it and, you know, not very clean. How many people sterilize the aloe plant before they actually put it on your burn that was clean and sterilized? So, you know, the more natural something is, I'm not saying natural things out there or supplements don't help. They do. They in its purest form. But look at the issues we're having with calcium. There was a study saying those who take calcium supplements were at higher risk for heart disease. And people are like, why? Calcium's good. Calcium in its natural form protects the heart. But a chalky calcium supplement? Maybe not as safe. 1-877-DOLLY.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.